Breaking news, T-Mobile network outperforms expectations in all sectors. Because T-Mobile helps keep you connected from the heart of Columbus to right where you are on America's largest 5G network. Switch now, keep your phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Visit your local T-Mobile in Hilliard or learn more at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service port in 90 plus days. Device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
No Christian goes through this life without feeling weak in their faith at times. But we all can take comfort in knowing that our God is Emmanuel. He is with us in every season, whether it's good or bad. We can go from feeling joyful and close to the Lord in one season, and then here comes a season where you feel like God is distant and all your prayers have gone unanswered. I'm talking about seasons where we wrestle with our doubts and questions, wondering if God even hears us or if He's still with us. It's the type of season that tests your faith and your resilience. And the thing about faith through different seasons is that you'll hear people talk about faith when things are good. I knew things would turn around if I just had faith. You'll hear people recommend faith when they're not sure what to say. I'm sorry you're going through a rough time. Just have faith. And when others seem unfazed by life's obstacles, they might tell you it's because they have faith. But what does that mean? Hebrews 11 verse 1 defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." Faith causes us to act on what we haven't experienced yet. It causes us to believe promises in the Bible that haven't been fulfilled yet. And faith causes us to trust God when our situations haven't changed yet. Consider this Bible scenario. Take David and the story of how he killed Goliath. At the time, David was a shepherd boy, not a warrior. But when he saw Goliath mocking God's people, David approached the king and asked to go down and fight. Just picture the babysitter next door or the kid who delivers your papers telling the president, "Let me handle this one." David's ability not to be shaken by Goliath's size resulted from David's faith in God. David tells the king in 1 Samuel 17, verse 37, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." David had faith that God would defeat the giant and deliver His people. What an amazing picture of what our lives can be when we have faith in God. When we are right with God, we never go into turmoil alone. We have the Creator of the universe on our side. Faith in God is what allows us to experience stability in the middle of instability. When life feels out of control, we take comfort in knowing that God is in control. Faith can do a lot of things in your life if you let it. It will help you to grow up and wholly lean on, rely on, and trust in Jesus Christ.
One thing that you need to make a practice of is praying. Make it a habit to pray in the morning. Make it a habit to pray every evening.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, Clean Label Project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From a fast break to recovery, Indiana hospitals are here for every Hoosier, regardless of their ability to pay. That's why we're teaming up with legislators on a winning playbook to lower costs and protect access to care across our communities. Because good policy doesn't leave anyone on the sidelines. Learn more at HoosierLifeline.com.
Make it a habit and a routine to pray often and to pray daily. We sometimes take life for granted. We take God's protection for granted. But let me tell you that you are most vulnerable when you're comfortable. The devil loves a comfortable Christian. And God calls a comfortable Christian lukewarm. And that's because you're neither hot nor cold. You're neither here or there. There's no urgency about you, and there sure enough isn't any fire to your prayers. However, I want to emphasize the importance of prayer. We need the Lord to watch over us and to protect us. The Bible says in Mark chapter 14, verse 38, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." You see, when you are comfortable and prayerless, you are in your weakest state as a believer. And friends, let me tell you something. When you are prayerless, you are vulnerable to spiritual attacks. You need to understand that the forces of darkness operate in darkness, both spiritually and in the physical too. The devil is cunning, and he certainly doesn't play fair. He will wait until you've let your guard down and you are dull in your spiritual senses because of a lack of prayer. That's when he will attack. But today, I want to encourage you and remind you of the protection we have in Jesus Christ. The devil may try whatever he wants, but we are guarded by Jesus Christ. We are shielded by Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ has formed a perimeter around our homes. The angel of the Lord encamps at our residence when we call on the name of the Father. I encourage you not to fear whatever comes your way because Jesus Christ is a mighty protector. He is a Savior. Jesus Christ will cover you and block the enemy. So each and every day, I encourage you to pray for the divine protection that comes only from the Son of God. It's the kind of protection that rebukes the enemy and exposes his plans. It gives no power to spiritual attacks. David, a man after God's own heart, said in Psalm chapter 119, verse 62, "At midnight I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules." I encourage you to rise up at any time of day. Rise up and praise the Lord. Thank him for all he has done. Thank him for all he is doing. Thank you.
From a fast break to recovery, Indiana hospitals are here for every Hoosier, regardless of their ability to pay. That's why we're teaming up with legislators on a winning playbook to lower costs and protect access to care across our communities. Because good policy doesn't leave anyone on the sidelines. Learn more at HoosierLifeline.com.